The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, and I get you ready for AEW Dynamite and AEW Full Gear because it's Tony time. That's right. Owner and president of AEW, Tony Khan, joins us on this edition of the Busted Open Podcast. Also, we talk about Native American Heritage Month with Nyla Rose right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Tony, let me ask you, big weekend coming up, Full Gear on Saturday, the go-home show for Dynamite tonight, then Rampage on Friday. What's in store on Dynamite tonight as you get ready for Full Gear?
Well, it's a huge night. I mean, we've been waiting years, I think, for Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page for the World Championship. Last year at Full Gear, it was Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page in the finals of the Eliminator Tournament, and now they're meeting for the championship. Tonight we've got the contract signing for this huge world title match, and I think it's a long time in the making, and we've been looking forward to seeing these two get in the ring, and we're so close. And I think the contract signing tonight is highly anticipated, and we've also got some great wrestling on the card tonight. There's a match I know I'm looking forward to all week, Pac versus Dax Harwood from FTR. I just think that's going to be a bell-to-bell classic, and I've really been looking forward to that one.
I agree. Tony, can you hear me? It's Dreamer.
Hey, Tom.
How are you? It was funny. Lance Storm put it out there. He's like, I never thought I wanted to see Pac versus Dax Harwood. And now that it's announced, it's the only match I want to see. And I was like, wow, that is a pretty interesting matchup. And yeah, I want to see it too, because both guys just kill it in the ring all the time. And then they're going to be going at it one-on-one tonight, which is cool. Cause I always like when tag wrestlers have that ability to shine in a singles match as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen Dax Harwood is a great tag wrestler, and to be a great tag team wrestler, as Tony Schiavone has been saying for over 30 years, you've got to be a great singles wrestler, and Dax Harwood is both. So I'm really excited for that match, and I totally agree with Lance Storm. It's a match I think a lot of the fans have been looking forward to, and the interview that Dax Harwood did last week, he had some very choice words for Pac. He referred to him, if I may say this, as a British bitch. And it's been kind of a tense situation recently. I mean, FTR versus the Lucha Brothers for the World Tag Team Championship on Saturday at Full Gear. It's going to be a huge match. And also, we've seen FTR working very closely with Andrade El Idolo. We've also seen Andrade El Idolo working closely with his old friend Malakai Black. And, you know, they've tried to get the best of Andrade's rival, Pac. And when they were beating Pac down a few weeks ago on Rampage, 2-on-1, after Pac had that classic rematch with Andrade El Idolo, Cody Rhodes came and made the save. And, you know, that's been an interesting situation there, too, with Pac, Cody, Malachi, and Andrade El Idolo. Definitely something to keep an eye on. And going into full gear, I think we've got such a great card on the weekend. Really excited for the World Tag Team title match. I think FTR are on a roll. And this is a great match tonight for Dax against Pac.
And you talk about this week, obviously, Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on TNT, Rampage on TNT Friday night at 10 p.m. And then immediately after, there's going to be a countdown to Full Gear, and then Full Gear Saturday night live on pay-per-view, Bleacher Report as well. And, you know, you listen, you're accustomed to big games, whether it's in the world of the NFL, soccer, you know what it's like when you have a big game over the weekend. Do you get excited? Are you starting to get pumped up for what we're going to see over the next few nights?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, I've been excited about Full Gear for a long, long time. The card has really come together. I think it's been the talk of wrestling for the past week. The CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston match, I think, generated a lot of headlines last Friday on Rampage. The segment they had got more buzz than anything I've seen in a while. And really, I think it built their match at Full Gear. I think a lot of people are really excited about Eddie Kingston versus CM Punk now. And again, Kenny versus Hangman is a match people have been looking forward to for years. It's something that even when they were the World Tag Team Champions, I think everybody had a feeling someday it's going to be Kenny versus Hangman for the world title. And on the other hand, CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston is a match that a year ago nobody would have thought was possible.
Yep.
And nobody would have expected to see in AEW. So I think the Full Gear card has something for everybody. And most importantly, it's going to have a lot of great wrestling. But for me, I think the subject I've heard the most about and people have been asking me about the most has definitely been Kingston versus Punk.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, you and I are both fans from the old school. Those two guys talked. I would buy a ticket to see that because they told that story. They both have me emotionally invested in their feud, in their characters, and they literally talked asses in the seats, which is a throwback to the old school because you know these guys are going to deliver in the ring. And then for the other half, I haven't seen a build like Kenny versus Hangman since Taz versus Sabu, where they literally didn't touch for a year. And we waited for the first ever pay-per-view. And like, in this crazy wrestling world where we want everything now, you have us salivating for this match where you know this match is going to be 5 stars match, one of these amazing matches. But like, how do you think about these things going into it? Or do you just like let it happen organically and just hope for the best?
Kenny versus Hangman is a great example where you do have a long-term vision. Mm-hmm. And, we've been thinking about this program for a long time. And really, this is a huge step in the journey of both men. I think Kenny Omega and Hangman Page, in some ways, this is not the end of a journey. It's the beginning of a journey for both men. But I think when they were World Tag Team Champions, I absolutely was looking ahead to this year thinking this is a huge match on the calendar. And when they were the tag team champions, I think everybody knew that these are two future champions. You could tell there was a lot of tension in the team. They were always a tag team trying to one-up each other. They had that classic match in 2020 against the Young Bucks. And even at the end of the match, when they worked together and put together one of the biggest wins of the year, even in there at the end of the match, there was that moment of tension. You could just tell it was going to be Kenny versus Hangman someday. And here we are. And I think again, when you have a match like that, like you said, Tom, where You've been looking forward to it for over a year. I think it's a great, it's something great that you don't always get in wrestling. And when you do, really treasure it, because it's hard to keep something bottled up that long and build it up that long. And when these things come along, you know, it's fun to enjoy them. And again, the flip side of it is there are a lot of other great stories that have come together pretty quickly. And we talk about CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. We talked about Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page. Well, last year it was Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page in the World Championship Eliminator Tournament final. And of course, Kenny Omega won the tournament, went on, won the title, and has been the champion ever since. This year, the Eliminator Tournament final features Miro versus Bryan Danielson. And that is another match I don't think anybody last year would have ever imagined we were going to see at AEW Full Gear, but here we are.
Absolutely. You know, as you're talking and then my wrestling brain kicks in, I haven't seen with Kenny and Hangman since the Mega Powers and their split, and you knew you wanted to see them be together, but you also knew what a great rivalry they would have. And that's what I'm visioning, but with two guys that, you know, are much better in ring. And it's just, again, so emotionally invested into long-term storytelling, which, you know, for years as wrestling fans, it's like, no, you're not supposed to remember this, but with AEW, you make us remember these things. And that's what I love it about that. But yeah,
well, I
man,
really
cool
appreciate
stuff.
It. I mean, it's definitely always intended to be that kind of a story. And this is a huge moment in the story. You know, Kenny Omega has been absolutely the best wrestler in the world. He has been a dominant world champion, and he's closing in on 1 year as champion. He's approaching it, and if he does win, he will reach 1 year as champion in just several weeks. On the other hand, Hangman Page, we've wanted to see him get to this moment for a long time. Is he ready? Last year, the Eliminator Tournament final, he wasn't quite ready. You know, he's waited a long time for this shot, and it's like you said, Tom, it absolutely was intended to be that kind of a long build, setting up a dream match that you really wanted to see. And even when they were a team, that was always the idea, creating kind of a Mega Powers moment. Like you said, a team where you absolutely loved watching them work together, but in the back of your mind, you were always supposed to be thinking, it was always presented in a way that you would kind of be, you know, thinking to yourself, man, these guys would have a great match someday. I think this could be the future of the company. And so I really am excited for Kenny versus Hangman. And I just know there's so many fans who are, but again, it's come really full circle when, you know, that's the world title match, and we have a new Eliminator final this year. And I just think, the situation with Miro versus Bryan Danielson is very interesting, because it's a match nobody would have ever expected they were going to see in AEW. And, you know, the winner of this match will be in a great position to challenge the winner of Kenny Omega versus Hangman. And, you know, Miro coming in fresh, you know, I haven't talked to you guys in a couple weeks, and it's been a crazy time in AEW. And, John Moxley is always at the forefront of our thoughts, and yep, he was on a great run through this Eliminator tournament. He was a man on a mission, and I thought it was really brave what John did in real life, you know, stepping aside and moving on to get help. And Miro came into this tournament. He was the highest ranked wrestler not involved in the Eliminator. And when I put the bracket together, he had actually just had his undefeated streak snapped. He had just lost the TNT title. And by his own words, he was not in any place to come into this tournament. Now with this spot opening up, it feels like Miro's moment. He has said he's a man on a mission. He wondered why God allowed it to happen to him with Sammy winning the TNT championship from him. And now it seems like Miro believes this could be God's plan for him in the tournament. On the other hand, Bryan Danielson has come into AEW, and, you know, it's not a sentence I think any of us expected to speak several months ago, but Bryan Danielson has come into AEW, and he is on probably the greatest run of wrestling matches of any person in the world right now. When you look at all the great different matches he's had in just a few months since he came into AEW, including the match with Kenny Omega in New York City at Grand Slam, the great match he had with Nick Jackson on Rampage, the great match he had with Minoru Suzuki on the buy-in, his awesome matches in this Eliminator tournament, first with Dustin Rhodes in the opening round, and then the match he had on Rampage with Eddie Kingston. And for good measure, he came back and had a great exhibition match last week with Anthony Bowens. So he's really burnt the candle on both ends of the wrestling spectrum, Bryan Danielson. And now he's facing probably the toughest opponent he's had yet in many ways. I just think Miro versus Bryan Danielson is going to be an awesome tournament final.
You know, Tony, I said it here on Busted Open. If I had to vote so far for Wrestler of the Year in 2021, I would give it to Bryan Danielson. Forget about championship titles. For the work that has been done in the ring, I mean, you know, people forget. It wasn't that long ago he was in a main event match at WrestleMania, and then here he is in AEW having some of, if not the best matches that we've seen so far in 2021. Also, speaking of great wrestling, the TBS Championship Tournament has been absolutely fantastic. You have to be proud of this tournament and your women's division right now.
I am really proud of this tournament and the women on our roster right now. They've been working so hard, and the quarterfinals are set. I am really proud of it, and we've got huge matches coming up in the quarterfinals, and we're building towards something big for our TV. You know, tonight on Dynamite, we got this stack card. We mentioned the contract signing for Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page, the world title match. I talked a little bit about Dax Harwood from FTR wrestling the Bastard Pack. Another huge match on the card tonight on AEW Dynamite. You're going to get a preview of a couple of huge title implication matches. You know, it's going to be Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, and Rebel taking on the number one contender, Ty Conti, her best friend, Anna Jay, and Thunder Rosa, your best friend, Dave. And that previews a couple of huge matches at Full Gear on Saturday on pay-per-view. The world champion, Britt Baker, is going to defend the world title against the number one contender, Ty Conti. And, Dave, like you just said, we've got the quarterfinal set coming up. We're going to have Thunder Rosa versus Jamie Hayter in the quarterfinals. I'm really excited about the tournament, where it's heading. I'm really excited about Britt defending the world title against Ty Conti on Saturday at the pay-per-view. And I think on Dynamite tonight on TNT, we're going to get a great preview of this match and these wrestlers who are all on fire.
Yeah, and then you look ahead to what's going to take place on Saturday at Full Gear, as you've been talking about, Tony. And one name we have to bring up, because his mom was actually on our show earlier this week, is MJF and Darby Allin. Darby Allin doesn't need to speak much, but his presence is so strong. The fans love him, and MJF probably talks a little bit too much, but that's a huge match that's going to have huge implications at Full Gear this weekend.
It's a massive match, and we're going to take a closer look at that tonight. The Darby Allin versus MJF match. MJF really had antagonized Darby Allin, but Darby Allin came back hot last week with a vengeance, and I'm super excited for this match. It feels like Darby Allin is coming for revenge, and Darby Allin is somebody else who I think has had one of the best runs of wrestling all year. He's had all kinds of different matches. He had this great run as the TNT champion and started 2021 as a champ. And, you know, he had also a great partnership with Sting, and they've had some great matches as a team. And whereas with MJF, he does most of his talking with his mouth as opposed to in the ring. But when he does get in the ring, he's also very effective. And I think whether it was the Blood and Guts match, Stadium Stampede, or, you know, his big matches with Chris Jericho, we've seen time and time again, MJF, big match wrestler. This is a match, to me, I've been wanting to see for a few years. They are two of the core wrestlers, two of the pillars, as MJF would say, of AEW for the future and the present. And I think this is, to me, a dream match, Darby Allin versus MJF.
What I'm really enjoying lately is, like, match placement as well as interviews. Where I've said this many times, I fast forward a lot of wrestling. I really never fast forward AEW because I'm so invested in this wrestling match. Oh, and then here comes Chris Jericho, and they are all in on their feud. And it's this back and forth where it reminds me of the Attitude Era, where it's everything is must see. And I really enjoy that. And you have this great mixture of people who can do it in the ring as well as could do it on the interviews, but you can listen to your audience and the fans are reacting. And when those fans are reacting to your stuff, even like the interviews in the back, like how a lot of the stuff happened with CM Punk and Eddie Kingston, it happened from stuff in the back. And the people were like, whoa, wait a minute. It's just different. And it piques your interest. So just for you, because I know, you know, you're the guy behind the scenes as well. Just all how you're placing the show flow is awesome. And I'm just telling you for someone who did it, but as well as just as a wrestling fan, I so enjoy Wednesday nights and Friday nights.
I really appreciate you saying that, man. I work hard and the wrestlers work hard too. And when they have such great matches and bust their asses in the ring, you know, I have to be busting my asses, working late, trying to come up with fun ways to format the card, how to stack it, how to get from one segment to the next segment and keep the show rolling. And it, you know, means a lot to hear that. Thank you. And, you know, from a wrestling standpoint, that is what keeps the lights on. It keeps the show strong. And, you know, it really ties the show together when you can go from a great, great wrestling match like Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston in the Eliminator Tournament semifinals. And then Eddie, you know, is in a very emotional place. And I thought the way the card was formatted, it worked great going into CM Punk's backstage interview and then using that to transition into what has become the hottest feud in wrestling all of a sudden. CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. And again, you've got really the most anticipated match with the long-term build, the world title match on Saturday on pay-per-view, Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. They're signing the contract for that match tonight on Dynamite. But you also have this match that out of nowhere has taken wrestling by storm, Kingston versus Punk. And I think that's a huge part of what makes Full Gear exciting. And I mentioned Miro versus Danielson in the Eliminator Tournament Finals. Danielson is just crazy, wrestling at this crazy pace. And I mentioned all the great matches he's had this year. One match he's going to have tonight on Dynamite that the kind of people who listen to Sirius Busted Open, I think there's a lot of people on here who really enjoy the bell-to-bell wrestling and love a good wrestling match. And you're going to see that tonight. I'm going to open the Forbidden Door, and we're going to have a representative from New Japan Pro Wrestling joining us tonight.
Wow.
Rocky Romero from the New Japan office has come in, and this is going to raise a lot of questions because when Rocky Romero visited us in the past, it sparked a reunion of a tag team in New Japan that was called Roppongi Vice, which was Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta. They were multiple-time junior heavyweight tag team champions. They were very successful and they were members of an organization in New Japan called Chaos. And when Orange Cassidy has gotten involved, helped out Rocky Romero, and now with Orange Cassidy being in the corner of Rocky Romero tonight versus Bryan Danielson, it has raised some questions, namely, is Orange Cassidy part of Chaos with Okada, Ishii, and of course Rocky Romero, who's wrestling on TNT tonight? And I think we'll get some of those questions answered tonight on TNT. And I'm also really looking forward, just as a wrestling fan, as somebody who loves the matches, to seeing Romero versus Danielson tonight.
Throwing down with Renee and Misha.
If I beat Caitlin Vieira, you know, I look at this as a whole new beginning. So for me, this is the road back to becoming a champion. Could I lose? Yeah. Am I going to? I don't think so. November 20th, I think it could make me the number one contender. In a division that has been run by the same woman, you know, when she took the title from me, the built-in storyline is already there. It's kind of a no-brainer. I come in there, I have a good epic win, I get a finish. Who else would be more likely to get the next offer at 135 than me?
Mondays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. You know, what's amazing about you, Nyla, is that you have broken a lot of boundaries. You have pushed a lot of walls down with many different aspects of who you are as a person and who you are as a wrestler. So when you hear about Native American Heritage Month and then you being a representative of that, I mean, talk about that with the Busted Open Nation.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like you said, just constantly breaking the walls down. Wait, that's Jericho's thing. I hope he doesn't get mad. But yeah, it's Native American Heritage Month, which is like super cool for me because I'm a mark for myself. And it was put in order on my birthday, August 3rd, back in the 90s. George Bush, I believe, the Daddy Bush, that sounds weird, was the one who kind of put that out there. And I'm a big advocate for representation and a big kind of... I love spotlighting and highlighting everything. Our world is huge, right?
Yes.
So much stuff goes on. It's easy to get lost in the shuffle. Like, how many bills do you get to your house a day? You get lost in the shuffle. You don't know which ones.
Yep.
You need someone to help you stay in order. You got to highlight which bill to pay. Same thing. It's a wonderful thing that we have so many months to highlight so many things. Our job is to make sure those conversations that we bring forward and put in the spotlight during those months, like November for Native American Heritage Month, don't get lost in the shuffle. And we don't end those conversations just because the month is over.
Absolutely. For you and for me growing up, we had the traditional, if you were Native American, you had the big headdress from Chief J. Strongbow, Chief Wahoo McDaniel. And, you know, then it was Jack and Jerry Briscoe. And from there, like, I mean, you have the Jewel Strongbow, and then comes along Mickey James, and now yourself mm-hmm. of like, oh, and Tatanka. But they all had that traditional gear, and it, but it's different. I like that it's different. And again, it's because of those conversations that are being had that no, not every Native American is like that. Yes, that is our heritage, but I want to say stereotype when, you know, that's how it used to be, but now that it's not like that, but that's because of those conversations that have been able to progress and move forward.
Oh, for sure. And I like the more subtle approach. Like I love watching a movie and like noticing little details, little Easter eggs. Like let's take, for instance, the original Batman, Michael Keaton, right? You guys remember the museum scene where the Joker comes in and he's like destroying the paintings, and there's one, he's like, no, don't touch that one. I like this one. Well, that picture resurfaces in the recent Joaquin Phoenix Joker. It's hanging in his apartment. Like little details like that, I love. So I like the more subtle approach. You know, I'm not going to come out with a headdress and do all this crazy stuff, but you know, I wear the Iroquois Confederacy flag on my arm. You know, that's just like a little nod to my heritage, to my pride, and it brings me immense joy, immense pride when I meet First Nations people who say when they see that pop up on the screen, they lose their mind because for so long, you know, it's played for laughs or ha-has or like sent over the top with, like you said, the stereotypical regalia. So to bring that to the forefront, to bring that to the spotlight and have people feeling pride in themselves, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, and I think like, and I think we're learning, and I think we're growing, and you know, so many things that were perceived one way decades ago, you're hoping that we're progressing in the right direction, you know, in 2021. Obviously, my parents looked at something differently than my kids are going to look at something, because you over time you want to learn. You don't want to decrease. You want to increase. You want knowledge and perception and everything else. Like, it's, you know, people say we're all the same. Well, we're not all the same, but we, you know what? We're all on the same level. We're all like,
we have similarities.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah. Everybody comes from a different background and everybody loves to represent where they came from, and they should, but we all need to be respected. And I think the word respect is the best tag that I use. And I use that a lot when talking to my daughter and talking to my wife. You know, it's about respect. Make sure that you're always respected, that nobody disrespects you, because, you know, everybody says, hey, we're all the same. No, we're not the same. That's what makes this world so great, is that we're all different. So we could all learn from one another as long as we respect one another. And that's always the term that I want to make sure that my daughters know and appreciate, that they always give respect and always get respect.
Absolutely. 100%. And that's what I always say as well. It's like, you don't have to be super knowledgeable about everything. You don't have to understand something. You don't have to even like something, but respect it. Respect a person. You want that same respect back. So why look down on somebody else just because they're not on some arbitrary level that you created for yourself? Yep. Show that person that respect. You'll get some respect back.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producers are Gabby LaSpisa and Josh Friedman. Sound designed by Neri Bayon. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.